Email todaysor@rte.ie.
Two World Irish Dancing Championships are underway here and in London this week. In London, on commission, Laurinkí Gaeilge are running the 44th Irish Dancing World Championships at the Hilton Metropole, while here at the Gleneagle in Killarney, on Cogall, World Irish Dancing Championships have been taking place since Saturday. Around 10,000 dancers in all are expected to compete. We're going out to Kerry to speak with the PRO for the World Championships in Killarney, Jacqueline Lee, and she's with Catherine Kerran from Newry, who has two children competing. Good morning to you both. Jacqueline, the competition halfway through at the moment. How are things going?
Good morning, Sean. Things are going just fantastic. We couldn't have asked for a better week, and just look at the weather we're having. It's fabulous.
And maybe you'd prefer not to be indoors then during all of that fine weather.
I know. Well, there's lots of breaks, so we can get out and see the lovely scenery and take in some of the sun.
And what about you, Catherine? You've two children competing. Is it a very tense and difficult time for them, or do they just, you know, go with the joy of the dancing and not worry too much about winning?
Well, I mean, they go with the joy of dancing, but the competition at this level is exciting as well.
And how have they been doing up to now? I mean, I think they're fairly, they're not little children in your case.
They're not little children. In actual fact, my son got third last night in senior men's.
And he's Christopher, and how old is he?
Yes, he's 23.
I see. And he must be pretty much, is he nearly a professional at this stage?
Well, he hopes to start his first part of his teachers very soon, yes.
And then you have a daughter. How has she been doing?
Oh, she hasn't danced yet. Actually, she's on stage at the minute doing her teams first.
Right.
And her solo competitions will be tomorrow morning.
And it's a family affair for you because you've an older son again.
Yes, I have an older son, yes, who actually is a teacher with the rest of the school. We're actually a part of the Nolan School of Irish Dancing from Newry.
And how big is that school, and how popular is Irish dancing in that part of the world at the present time?
Oh, in the north, I mean, as well as the south, it's extremely popular. We have been going now, I'd say, about 37 years, this particular school.
What kind of dedication is required of the individuals if they want to go all the way to the top?
It requires a lot of practice and wanting to get on, wanting to do well.
But would it be as demanding in terms of time and practice as, say, being part of a county football team, if that was your interest?
Every bit as much so, and especially where teamwork is involved. You know, you have to commit. You must give commitment to your teacher and to the rest of the team.
What about the costs involved as well, Catherine?
Sorry?
What about the costs involved?
The
costs. The money.
Oh, the money. Oh, sorry, costs. Sorry. I mean, the money's what you want to spend. I mean, everybody has a budget and everybody can work within that budget.
Well, I suppose it's a bit like any involvement there where there's competition. You could be travelling up and down the country. There could be accommodation and you know, motoring expenses and that sort of thing. But say in your own case, would it be a few thousand a year for your children who are competing?
It could very well be, yes, because, I mean, I'm here actually for a week in Killarney and I have three children with me, so that's a bit of expense. But, I mean, we take that as a holiday as well.
Right. And what about, there's controversy as well about, I suppose, fake tan being used. And as well, they all seem to be wearing wigs, at least the girls. I mean, is that necessary?
The fake tan...
Will I answer that?
No, well, you can't come in a minute, but let's hear what Catherine has to say first as the parent here.
Yeah. The fake tan actually doesn't come into practice until the children are at least 12, 13 years of age. And they're not allowed to wear it underneath that. It isn't a problem, really, because, I mean, with the lights on the stage, you know, the children do need a little bit of colour. I don't mean to be Barbie dolls, but they need a little bit of toning just.
Sure, and again, there could be worse things that could be applying to their bodies, I suppose, or ingesting. And what about the wigs, though? I mean, do they not look? I was looking at the stuff on TG Carr, wonderful reports last night on the Nocht, and earlier on our own 6-1. What's the idea of that?
Sorry, the wigs are not compulsory by any means.
But they see everybody seems to be wearing them with the hair jumping up and down.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of the costume. I think that's it fits the costume. To me, you need the wig to look, you know, have a complete appearance.
Is it about maybe just adding to the sense of movement?
Sorry?
Is it about adding to the sense of movement when you have the hair jumping up and down on their heads with the wigs?
And I actually think it's more appearance.
What would you pay for a wig?
Anything, probably from about £40, £45, maybe up to £100.
Right, so it's not outrageously expensive.
Not at all. I mean, you get your hair done for, and you pay nearly as much to get your hair done.
Okay, you want to come back in on that one, Jacqueline,
particularly
on the fake tan. I think, as Catherine said, there is a minimum age at which you can under which you're not allowed to wear the fake tan.
Yes, Sean. And Cogol was the first organisation to bring in the prohibition on makeup. We brought that in 2007. Any child under the age of 13 is not allowed to wear makeup.
And would you be thrown out of the competition if you were found that you were?
Well, most children and most teachers are very good by abiding by the rules, and they're very well versed, and you know the communication would be very good, so they would know not to come up with makeup on them.
And what about the cost of costumes? Because apparently, you know, it's while the wigs, as Catherine was saying, they're fairly reasonably priced, between 40 and 100 euro. Costumes are another story altogether.
It depends on the style that you go for. I mean, you like as Catherine said, you know, most families work within the budget, and you go to the designer and you design the costume, and you go with your budget in mind, and they work within those parameters.
What are the most expensive costumes that you see youngsters wearing, or even adults?
Well, the ones with all the, you know, crystals, they would be quite expensive. You know, you're talking from about 1,000 euros up.
Wow.
But it depends, yeah, it depends. But those costumes would last. You know, they're very well made. They look fantastic on the stage. The children just, you know, ooze confidence with them. And they have the whole package. They look fantastic. And they're enjoying the dancing and they're lovely dancers.
And go on, yeah.
And don't forget, they're on the stage with about 200 lights shining on them. You know, so it's very effective and it's beautiful. It is actually beautiful.
Right, I suppose over time you could spend as much going down to the chipper and getting fat. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a problem about obesity at your competition down there, a subject that we were discussing yesterday on the programme.
I know. And it's you know, the children, when they're involved in something at this level, you know, they're very conscious of what they're putting into their bodies, and they are all very, you know, they would be conscious about healthy eating and exercising and, you know, keeping themselves fit and well.
So,
and that's good for them.
One other question. You're there in Killarney with the World Dancing Championships run by the Cogall. And then in London, there's one, the Comisiún le Rinne Gaeilge. Is this in the best Irish tradition, though there was a split somewhere along the line?
Yeah, all those years, back in 1969, the two organisations went their separate ways, and Cogall was formed in 1970, and we have grown from strength to strength. This is our 43rd year of our premier
and
event.
Are you old enough to remember what the row was about?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm not. But all I can say is, you know, we have a good working relationship with Ann Comisiún and likewise them with us. Because a lot of the teachers I would have danced with, you know, the years.
It doesn't extend holding your competitions in a way that people could compete in both.
Well, we have our competitions in America, and they are open platform, and all organisations are invited to come with and join us for competitions.
Well, let's hope it stays fine for you in every sense of that word. Thank you very much indeed to both of you. That's Jacqueline Lee and of the organisation behind, that's Cogall there in Killarney, and also our thanks to Catherine Kern from Newry, mother of three, I won't say professional, one clearly so, teaching, and two competing there in Killarney. Back with the news after these.